Chapter 24. Bayantha hit the brakes hard, her motorcycle fishtailed, screeching loudly as it left a long skid mark on the Viale del Poggio Imperiale, finally coming to an abrupt stop behind an unexpected line of traffic. The Viale del Poggio was at a standstill.
"I don't have time for this."
Bayantha craned her neck over the cars, trying to see what was causing the holdup. She had already been forced to drive in a wide circle to avoid the SRS team and all the chaos at the apartment building, and now she needed to get into the old city to clear out of the hotel room where she had been stationed for the last few days of this mission.
"I've been disavowed. I need to get the hell out of town."
Her string of bad luck, however, seemed to be continuing. The route she had selected into the old city appeared to be blocked. In no mood to wait, Bayantha revved the bike off to one side of the traffic and sped along the narrow breakdown lane until she could see the snarled intersection. Up ahead was a clogged rotary where six major thoroughfares converged. This was the Porta Romana, one of Florence's most trafficked intersections, the gateway to the old city.
"What the hell is going on here?"
Bayantha now saw that the entire area was swarming with police, a roadblock or checkpoint of some sort. Moments later, she spotted something at the center of the action that left her baffled. A familiar black van around which several black-clad agents were calling out orders to the local authorities. These men, without a doubt, were members of the SRS team. And yet, Bayantha could not imagine what they were doing here.
"Unless..."
Bayantha swallowed hard, scarcely daring to imagine the possibility.
"Has Langdon eluded Bruder as well?"
It seemed unthinkable. The chances of escape had been near zero. Then again, Langdon was not working alone, and Bayantha had experienced firsthand how resourceful the blonde woman could be. Nearby, a police officer appeared, walking from car to car, showing a photo of a handsome man with thick brown hair. Bayantha instantly recognized the photo as a press shot of Robert Langdon. Her heart soared.
"Bruder missed him. Langdon is still in play."
An experienced strategist, Bayantha immediately began assessing how this development changed her situation.
Option one, flee as required.
Bayantha had blown a critical job for the provost and had been disavowed because of it. If she were lucky, she would face a formal inquiry and probable career termination. If, however, she were unlucky and had underestimated the severity of her employer, she might spend the rest of her life looking over her shoulder and wondering if the consortium was lurking just out of sight.
"There is a second option now. Complete your mission."
Staying on task was in direct opposition to her disavowal protocol, and yet, with Langdon still on the run, Bayantha now had the opportunity to continue with her original directive.
"If Bruder fails to catch Langdon," she thought, her pulse quickening, "and if I succeed..."
Bayantha knew it was a long shot, but if Langdon managed to elude Bruder entirely, and if Bayantha could still step in and finish the job, she would single-handedly have saved the day for the consortium, and the provost would have no choice but to be lenient.
"I'll keep my job," she thought. "Probably even be promoted."
In a flash, Bayantha realized that her entire future now revolved around a single critical undertaking.
"I must locate Langdon before Bruder does."
It would not be easy. Bruder had at his disposal endless manpower as well as a vast array of advanced surveillance technologies. Bayantha was working alone. She did, however, possess one piece of information that Bruder, the provost, and the police did not have.
"I have a very good idea where Langdon will go."
Revving the throttle on her BMW, she spun it 180 degrees around and headed back the way she came.
"Ponte alla Grazie,"
she thought, picturing the bridge to the north. There existed more than one route into the old city.